you played the villain in Yojimbo, and then opposite Mr. Mifune, and then right after that you played the villain again, but a different villain, for obvious reasons, in Tsubaki Sanjuro, opposite Mifune.
それでそのまあこれはねとてもまあ悪いものですけれども、次もまた三十郎という役ですね。椿三十郎もあったんですね、
はいはい、
余人坊の後、
はい、
それもまた、まあ、三船さんと一緒にまたもう一度お願いがあったんですね、
はい
はい、これもまた悪い、
そうですね、あの余人坊では僕すごいあの生っちろい顔してたんですよ。それであのそのままでいいと、あの宇之助って宇っていうのはウサギですからね、だと思います。
Yeah, I was playing the part of Unosuke in the film in this Yojimbo, and I was with my face with practically no makeup. I was a very white face, and he says that actually the name Unosuke, the U of Unosuke means Usagi, which means rabbit. Rabbit. I think he says. I think.
That's right.
Yes, but he thinks the name comes from that. That's why there was no makeup and he had a very white face.
ただ衣装合わせしてるときにどうしてもあの首が長いって言うんですね、なんか この辺が寂しい、それでじゃあそれであの赤いマフラーをパッとするよ、あの黒沢さんという方はあの元々画家志望の方で、一目でこう見たときにその役の性格が、形になって現れる、紛争でそういう方ですから、マフラーをすることによってなんか不思議な感じを出そうと思ったんだろうと思いますけど。
So when I tried the costume of Unosuke, well, Kurosawa said it's okay, you don't have make, you need, don't need makeup, but there is something, your neck is quite long and it's, it looks very lonely if you have done nothing around the neck, so well, let's put a scarf, and it was, I had a red scarf around my neck, and he was a type of director, he wants to, the appearance of the actor, can, the part, can tell a lot about the personality of the character, and that's, he thought that it would be quite interesting to put a scarf with this samurai, well, the Japanese kimono, so that would show how strange this character is.It gives the image immediately.
でその後の椿三十郎ですけど、今度は全然違ったキャラクターにするために、用心棒の時は動乱も何も使わなかったんですけれども、真っ黒にされました。
And the next film with him was Sanjuro, and as I had no makeup in Yojimbo.That time he wanted me to be quite dark skinned. So it was to make the contrast.
Well, now there was some discussion about what clip to show from Sanjuro. Let me just say this. Of course, the way the lights are set up, I can't see the audience, so I can't ask for a show of hands. But how many of you...Just hear a rustling in the audience. Have seen Sanjuro and seen its climax.
このサンジロを見た人たちが何人ぐらいいますか。まああまり見えないけれども。
Well, then all of you others, close your eyes and put your hands over your ears.
見てない人たちがここを見てはいけないというのは本当にもう映画全体を見てもらいたいので、ここからのお見せする場面を見ないで耳をもう。
Because the scene from Sanjuro that we will show the clip of, I'm afraid it's so obvious. We have to. So if you have not seen the picture, please excuse us for showing this scene.
だから申し訳ないんですけれども、見ていただきましょう。
And then also, after the clip is over, we'll have a special guest come out to help us talk about how that scene was filmed. So now let's see
that scene. この上映が終わりますと、特別のゲスト。来ていただきお越しいただきまして、このシーン、この場面の説明があるかと思いますから、とても役に立つお話を求めましょう。
So now let's see that scene.
明るくなった時にその特別なゲストをご紹介します。
What? Oh, yes, please. Nakadai-san, could you introduce our special guest?
ちょっとその特別のゲストをご紹介、中田さんによって紹介していただけますでしょうか。
はい、野上さんはどこにいらっしゃいますか。
今そこに、そこ。
あ、野上さん。
I would like to introduce you, Mrs. Nogami.
あの黒沢さんの映画で羅生門からずっと、黒沢さんを助けて、最初はスクリプターをなされてたんですけれども、
This is Mrs. Nogami. She started working for Mr. Kurosawa with Mr. Kurosawa on 羅生門. She started as a scripter, script girl. She was there during the shooting of that scene. She was very close to both of us, where we were facing each other.
その前にあのシナリオを読みますと、最後のこの決闘は文字では書けないってこう書いてあるんですよ。
On the scenario, it was written, after this facing each other, we cannot write what's going to happen. So we did not know what was going to happen. Neither me nor Mr. Mifune. It was not written in the scenario.
で、私は特別な刀の抜き方を約1ヶ月近く一人、あの、先生について習ってました。三船さんは三船さんで自分の剣法、その、あの左腕で抜いてですね、僕の心臓を目がけて切るという、で2人でリハーサルは一切しませんでした。
We did not have any rehearsal together with Mr. Mifune. We had to rehearse separately, and I rehearsed for 1 month alone with a teacher.And I had to draw my sword in a very special way, facing to the sky. Whereas we did not know what the other one was rehearsing, but Mr. Mifune was rehearsing so that he was aiming at my heart. But we did not know each other, so we had no rehearsal together.
そしてその撮影の当日になりました。で、二人で向き合って、野上さんが1、2、3と数え出した。
And on the day of the shooting, we were facing each other, and she was very close to us, and we could hear her counting. 1, 2, 3.
で、25秒経ったら、25、野上さんが25、23、24、25って言った時に、お互いに抜けっていう。
And we were told that we were to draw our sword in the way we had rehearsed, each of us separately. We were told that we had to draw our sword at 25. So we hear her 23, 24, 25, and we did not know what was going to happen.
当然、あの、私が切られることは分かっていたんですが。
Of course, I knew I would be killed. Well, I would be, yes, killed.
でその撮影入る前にこの左このところに何ていうんですかね、何ですかね、あれ、あ、アルミの、
So of course I was wearing, when I have putting my costume on, they put me some piece of iron against my breast. Aluminium, it was, yes, not iron, aluminium.
そこにこの切られたこう跡がありまして、その袴の下から
。 And I had the, there was a kind of hose. No, they had a hole in this aluminium part. And then I was wearing the hakama, you know, the white skirt that the samurai are wearing.
で、そこからまあ切られて血がダラダラと流れるのかと思って。
And there was a hose going from this aluminium part. going through my hakama, of course I could imagine that he would, I would be hit there.
Hakama のところから
There was a hose, hose pipe, going tube, kind of tube, going through my hakama and going inside the earth, into the earth, in the soil, and it was going quite far away. It was some part somewhere.
こんな大きな大きなボンベが日本って言ってました。
日本。
日本。
And there were two big tanks. quite far away, well, some part away. Two big ones.
で、25秒経って僕が抜く、みふねさんが切る。したら、ドンと後ろへ倒れそうになりました。すごい圧力で。
And then after this 25 second, 25, all of a sudden there was, I drew the sword, and he drew his sword, and at the same time I nearly fell back.With the pressure, something coming from the soil into my heart.
世の中が真っ赤になりました。
And the world became all red.
野上さんはその時、白いジャンパーを着てました。
I remember she was wearing a white jumper.
ね、うん。
She was wearing a white jumper.
そういう緊急の状況の時に人間って不思議なもんで、その血が野上さん逃げていくんですよね。血がブワーッ出るもんですから。そのジャンバー、逃げていった。
At that time, she ran away because of a.
その白いジャンバーに血がバーッとかかったの。
But even with that, the red blood was.Completely well, she was stained, soaked with the red blood.
その時のことを覚えてます?
Do you remember?
Hello, everyone. Nogami です.
Yes, I'm Nogami. I think it's a bit different. That I have a little bit different version.
血が飛んでくるから逃げたんですよ。
え？じゃあ僕もそう言ったつもりです。
そう言ったでしょ？そうおっしゃってたでしょ？Yes, I ran away because I saw the blood.
血が来たから。そうですよ。僕もそのつもりで言ったんです。
Yes, that's what I said. I think. Yes.
でもうん。黒沢さんという方は非常に天才的な、それでどっか純真な子供みたいなところがありますけれども、非常に正直なことで思ったことをバンバンと役者に対しても怒る監督でした。その中で、野上さんはその間に立って役者をなだめ、あなたはうまいわよってのことを言ってですね一生懸命その役者と黒沢さんの間に立って僕らは随分救いになった。
He was really somebody very important for us, the actors, because Kurosawa was a genius and he was also like a child sometimes, but also you could get mad at the actors very extremely, and that time Mrs. Nogami would come andwould come and say, no, don't worry, you're very good, but you know, well, and she would be very.
その話より今の続きを言いますよ。
I'm going to tell you the true story.
とにかくみんなスタッフも監督も見てる人も全部びっくりしたんです。あんなに出ると思わなかった。
The true story is that everybody, the staff and the crew and the director himself were very surprised because they could not imagine that it would be such a big pressure in the blood would come with such pressure.
その前日まで30回ぐらい他の人で同じ格好をして同じようにテストを繰り返したんですよ。
Actually, we had made a rehearsal for at least 30 times before the shooting, of course with somebody else than Nakadai and Mifudib, so that they would not know what was going to happen, but we had did it more than 30 times.
だけど、まあ大体その血の量とかそういうことを黒沢さんに見てもらっていたんだけど、撮影の前の日の時に、まあ大体これならいいだろうと。
So every time Mr. Kurosawa would check about the amount of blood which will come out, and well, it was checked, everything was arranged, properly arranged.
ただ黒沢さんがちょっと 血の粘りが欲しいなと一言言ったんです。
But at that time, on the day before the shooting, Mr. Kurosawa said, I'd like to have a little bit more viscosity in this blood. It's...
それで、小道具さんは中に多少油を混ぜた。
So the man in charge put some oil inside, the liquid, the blood.
それで、あの普通 の, あの色のついた赤い水よりも、の圧力、まあ、粘りがあったもんだから余計その吹き出す時の力が違ったんだと思うんです。
I think that's the reason why it was such a big pressure when the liquid came out, because it was much more concentrate, a little bit more concentrate, so the pressure was much stronger. That's the reason why I think it was.
特に途中であのホースが長いですからね、地面の中のホースが。それをジョイントしてあの繋いだものすごい丈夫なホースだけど、そのジョイントからあのその圧力に耐えかねて血が吹き出て地面の上に吹き出てしまった。
There was such a pressure that you know it was a long hose from his heart to the bombe, well to the reservoir. So there was some joint and the pressure was such that in the middle of the groundThere was the failure in the joint, and the blood came out also from the ground.
それで小道具さんがもう一回
geyser like a geyser.
小道具さんはもう一度リテイクしてくれと言ったけど、黒沢さんはもう OK だと。
And the man in charge said, "Well, we should take retake the scene," but Kurosawa said no.Because, well, there would be no surprise.
でも野上さん、僕には黒沢さんは違うこと言いましたよ。
To me, he said, 黒沢さん said something else.
もう一度撮るかもしれないって言った時に、わあ、もう二度とできないなと思いましたけれども、あの君、切られた時にまぶたがパチッとやったろうと。まぶたの、
ね、まばたきね、
まばたき、まばたき、
まばたき、
まばたき、だってあれだけのショックを受けたわけですから、まばたきの一つぐらいはするだろうと私は思いましたよね。でもやっぱりね、まばたきされると困るんだけど、憂鬱な気持ちになりましたね。
No, no, he said to me, he said, no, it's not possible to take another take, because when you had this, your eyes blinked, and you will not do the same at the second time, and so I felt desperate because he didn't trust me enough to do the scene again.
それは気の毒に私は聞きませんでした。
いや、私は聞いてます。
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you saying that was the reason why we didn't do a retake.
でも、もうしょうがない、覚悟しましたよね。もう一度やろうかと。
いや、黒沢さん、これは二度とできないと。
No, I think Mr. Kubawa...I said, I'll try again, and Mrs. Nogame says, no, he's not the type of person who do again such risky or challenging thing.
編集で何とかすると、まあ、ごめんね、かわいそうに。
いやいやい
や。I'm sorry to tell you, but no, he believes in editing, and he said, I'll manage during the editing so that I can cover this
the problem.でしたか、まあいいかと一言でほっとしましたけども、取り直さないで。
And the next day, actually, he waited until the next day, and I was not sure whether we would do a retake or not. The next day, he said, "Well, it's okay."
という一幕でした。
That was my appearance.
野上さん。野上さんはすごい文章がうまくて、絵もうまくて、で最近カーベイという映画を山田洋次さんがお作りになったんですが、その原作者は野上さんです。どうぞ盛大な拍手をお送りください。
She is really a wonderful writer. She also draws magnificently, and she maybe you heard about a recent film made by Mr. Yoji Yamada, which is called Kabe, and it's based on the original novel that she wrote, work that she wrote, and he made a film from her story. So, please.
Let me note that the director he's referring to, Yoji Yamada, is the director of the Toro-san series, and also of the recent film released here, Twilight Samurai.